Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops poops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps. That they do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, We will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you adults and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so we'll have Candace joining us here in just a second. And if you want to call in today, if you have something to share out there in Radio Land, you can definitely call in. The number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that, I thought I brought you in already. Okay, anyway, we have Candace in here.
Hi, Pruth. How are you?
Hello, Candace.
And yeah. Hello.
Well, thanks for being here.
It's an exciting day. Thanks for having me. I so love your... Oh, it's just been a day.
Yeah,
it really has. Yeah, yeah. I am so ready for the weekend.
Oh, I'm not.
How come you're not ready for the weekend?
Well, because tomorrow's TBIF. Too bad it's Friday. Not to be confused with TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday.
I'm always
not
ready for the weekend.
For 3 days, so it's TBIF.
Oh, okay, I get it. I'm done dealing with people's problems this week, so I'm ready for the weekend.
Yeah, right now I have a puppy that is going through the craps.
Oh,
so,
no.
So whatever she's eating isn't working today, and there's only so many baths and kennel cages I can do changes I can do in a day.
I have totally been there, dude. I completely understand. Did she have a diet change or what?
Well, we were feeding her dog or puppy food we were adding pumpkin to it, and so we stopped, or my wife stopped. I usually don't feed her dinner. That's for my wife usually feeds her. And ever since then, the last few days, she's just she's gone crap like crazy. So
yeah, pumpkin.
I tried adding the. I fed her today, and I gave her pumpkin with her dinner, and that didn't slow it down.
Pumpkin is a great laxative for dogs. I use it with mine when he gets constipation, and it always works.
Well, it's not constipation. I guess it's the other way around. But
it's
supposed to be good for everything digestion, though.
Yeah, it is. But every time my little boy gets constipated, I give him pumpkin, have a friend vet check, and she was like, use it. It works like a charm. And it does. You might want to try baby on some boiled hamburger or boiled chicken and rice.
Okay.
Yeah, if you use hamburger, though, rinse all the fat off of it. But boiled chicken and rice is the best thing ever.
Well, if we do meat, it's grass-fed. So if it's grass-fed 85-15, I'm not worried about the fat too much.
That works. But
grass-fed,
that's what I do with mine.
You can go a little bit better, or you can do a little bit that conventional meats you can't.
But yeah, rice always stiffens up their bowels.
Yeah. Well, I could try that tomorrow, I guess. I'm not feeding her anymore today.
No, no. Make sure baby gets plenty of Wawa, though.
Yeah, oh, she does. So that's what I've been working with.
Oh, I've been dealing with a lot of people that are wanting to cancel their policies. It just really hurts the heart when you listen all day to the financial troubles of people, you know?
Yeah.
And then I am a how are you doing person. And I, Jim, when I ask, I really mean it. You know, how are you? And so they open up to me, and I hate what is going on right now with a passion, because I'm hearing real life stories all day long of how America is being affected by this administration.
Yeah, and the sad thing is you have 40% of the public that already committed to voting for Brandon in 2 years.
2 years is a lifetime in politics. I mean, so much can happen in 2 years.
Well, I don't know if we're even going to be around in 2 years.
I know, right? I can't believe it. I would have never, ever dreamed somebody could literally destroy a country, you know,
in a year
less
and a half.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would have even said, you know, and I say this every week, you would have told me this, so somebody can destroy a country in 4 years. So I'd be like, ah, poppycock, not even. Now I'm like, wow, it can be done.
Yeah, and people still vote for it.
It's because they're brainwashed. They're completely
brainwashed
by the media.
Yeah, but their vote still counts.
Unfortunately. And the way they just...
It looks like Stacey Abrams is losing steam out in Georgia, though.
Oh, my God. I am so surprised. Who would have ever thought?
I don't think they could voter fraud her into office, personally.
No, I don't either. I mean, the last time she ran, she came in saying she wanted to take away the guns in Georgia,
yeah,
and that Georgia did not need agricultural.
Oh.
And I'm like, girl, you are not just talking to Fulton County. You know, I mean, you're not just talking to Atlanta. You're not just talking
to
Cobb County.
Well, she
is. Yeah. She does. She does not understand South Georgia at all.
Vidalia onions?
Yeah, exactly. The peanuts.
Yeah,
and
that's
I hate
true.
To, yeah.
Peaches.
I hate to be cliche. Yeah. But when, Georgia had a, this is going to sound horrible, but Georgia was like, we're going to get all the agricultural immigrants, you know, out of here and all this stuff. And I looked at my husband and I was like, peanut butter is about to go up. And sure enough, the price of peanut butter went up. And, I mean, I didn't care, you know, whatever. But it went up, not astronomically, but by like about $1.50. You know, I mean, Georgia's big on agriculture.
Right.
And for her to come in and say, we don't need it. I'm sitting here like, woman, you are not just talking to like three counties in the state of Georgia. She's not winning Georgia. And Biden did not win Georgia. I don't care what anybody says. I will argue all day long about that.
I know. I understand. But I do feel happy, though, that it looks like Herschel Walker is going to win.
Oh, my God. Is he? The last thing I heard was he wasn't. But I was like, well, this could just be media propaganda, you
know?
Well,
remember, Democrats always win in the early primaries. And then as things get closer, it tightens up and then you see the real results. But Herschel Walker has like they're saying a one-point lead over Warnock right now, which means probably 5 to 7 points ahead.
Nice. Right on. That is so great.
I like Herschel Walker, and his son Christian is cool, too.
Yeah, I really like him. I've been hearing the things he's been saying for a few years now, and he's pretty solid, you know? I like what he has to say. We're going to be able to tell a lot.
I know a guy Senator Kemp is kind of garbage there, and a better candidate would have clinched it by now. But if you got Marjorie Taylor Greene and you got Herschel Walker, I think that's a good start.
Yeah, I don't trust Kemp. I mean, he's better than, you know, a lot of them out there. Don't get it bent, but...
Yeah, but anybody that was a squish when it came to trying to do election audits, I can't endorse.
Yeah, well, okay. I thought Kemp was all right when he got elected. I'm like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
Then Corona came around, and I didn't have any, you know, negative opinion or whatever. Then, like, I think it was 45 days into Corona, Kemp goes, okay, we're done. You know, we're done playing pandemic. It's time to get Georgia back open. And Kemp and I were on the same page because I'm like, you take the last things you close, those are the first things you open, you work backwards, and see what happens. And that's the way Kemp wanted to do it. But Kemp caved. That's when I stopped trusting him. When the media started slamming him, he caved like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no. If you're going to cave that freaking quick, just because the media is calling you a big baddie, I don't trust you anymore. So, yeah,
he could have been another Ron DeSantis, but he chose not to.
And Abbott was a little bit the same way, except Abbott caved for a quick minute, and then he came right back and basically was like, I ain't doing this no more. I don't care what the media says.
Yeah. I think Abbott was waiting for somebody else, and that somebody else was Ron DeSantis, and then Abbott came out and basically just followed whatever DeSantis was doing.
I mean, that's all cool and all, but if you're a leader, a real leader, you don't need to be handheld. You're going to do what's right no matter what.
Yes.
Yeah, which is why between, like, DeSantis and Kristi Noem, only two that I trust now, but I still keep a side eye on them.
Let's see. There was Iowa and Nebraska that never had a statewide closure either.
Oh, that I did not know. Did not know that. Do you know? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but those
when
are
I found
three
out.
States literally right next to each other, so it's a good triangle.
Yeah. Do you know that Rhode Island never obeyed the eviction momentum?
The no. Moratorium, no.
Yeah, moratorium, yeah, thank you. Yeah, never obeyed it. They were still evicting and taking people to court the whole time in Corona.
Hmm. I don't know how I feel about that.
I think that if the government is going to tell you you can't work, unfortunately, the government needs to pay your bills. But
I agree with that. I also understand that they did not help out the homeowners. They just helped out the renters. So
that's exactly, yep. I was going to say
that
next.
So I look at it as it's an all or nothing thing. Either you help everybody or screw it, because you have people that they were working, and then they still did not pay their rent because they didn't have to.
Yeah, exactly. But
so I can't 100% get behind that.
Well, you've got to play it fair, because if you help out the renters, and like I said, if the government's going to tell you you're not allowed to work, they have to help you. But if you're helping out the renters, yes, they should have helped out the homeowners too, 100%. Otherwise, you breed division.
Right. So it
you
goes whether you own your own house that you live in that you weren't working and you couldn't pay your rent, or you could be the landlord of a house. Either way.
Yep.
if you're expecting a mortgage to get paid, I think that they could have done something to help out there. This way more people would have. I'm not opposed to helping. I just think you can't just help one side and not the other. You can't let some people get hung out to dry.
And that's exactly what they did. They hung people out to dry.
Yeah.
They bred division. They turned people on each other. It's really sad. Just like with the student loan bailout. You know, they're only helping out one segment. They're not helping out the other segment, the one that paid the, you know, loans and all that. If they just give a tax credit to the people that have already paid their loans off, then it would be better.
Yeah, they did nothing.
Right. So now they're breeding division again. I think it's a big game. I think it's a big divide and conquer game. I know I say that all the time.
Of course it is. And I don't know if we argued about that last week or not, because there was at least one person that was upset that I was not in favor of the student loan forgiveness. And the way I look at it is if you paid your debt, you don't get a credit. I didn't go to college. I have to pay for that. And you going to college, if you paid, say you go to Ohio State and it's $62,000 a year times four, and you're paying $250,000 for 4 years of college, does it really matter if you pay $240 or $250? I don't think so.
See, I don't think so either. I really don't. So, yeah, some people are like, if you calculate in the interest rate, it matters, but I don't even know.
Yeah, if they wanted to reduce the interest rate, then at least we're not paying for it. I can get with
actually
that.
Very true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so if the student loan is 8% and they say we're going to cut it down to 2%, they're not writing off the debt. They're just writing off interest, and they can't charge us for interest.
Nope.
I'd be okay with
not
that.
Not at all. Yeah. I hate the fact that somebody got mad at you for your perspective on the whole student loan thing, though.
No, whatever.
Well, I know that, but it just shows how easy they can turn us against each other.
Well, people that have student loans will look at it like, hey, they're benefiting me. But everybody else sees it's not. Because if they gave you a $10,000 credit and they got seven people to pay $2,300 each for it, then they're coming out ahead.
Yeah, I remember you explaining that last week, running the math on it and everything, and what you said made perfect sense to me. Another reason why they'd want to do it. They're making money.
And it's all part of the whole communism thing where you're doing it for the greater good.
Yeah, but we're giving all our money to the Ukraine.
Yeah, well, you and I know it's a money laundering scheme, but who knows how many billions we have to give them.
Oh, when you count equipment too, when you count all the money we've already given them and the military equipment and stuff, it's, by my math, it's got to be close to like $750 billion, $750 billion. Seriously, when you count equipment and dollars combined, it's crazy how much we're giving this little tiny country. And it's not really our business anyway, to an extent. It's just such a complicated situation with the political history behind the Ukraine and all this stuff that's going on over there. And we're just funneling money into them because an actor is telling us to.
And why is he like doing things anyway. On the Tonight Show and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. And if Ukraine is so dangerous, why is, like, freaking Ben Stiller and Sean Penn and other famous people going over there if it's so dangerous?
So you have Secretary Blinken going over there today and surprising Zelensky with a $2 billion, I guess you call it a reward or something. It was a gift.
Yeah. They're just shoveling money at him. But Zelensky is so sketch to me. I mean, I told you about when he went on video and he met with Canada's parliament. He met with our Congress. He met with Israel. He's gone around the world. And he picks your sensitive spot. Like when he was talking to our Congress, he was talking about, this is our Pearl Harbor. This is our 9/11. When he talked to Israel, he was like, this is our Holocaust. You kind of see where I'm going with this? Yeah. And I'm like, what is this guy doing? He's really playing on the emos here. Hardcore. A lot of emotional manipulation. And he wants a ton of money. But you're right. I think it's laundering. It's a big money scam. Goes deeper than we probably even know.
I'm glad we didn't open with the Queen stuff, though, because I really didn't feel like talking much about it.
Oh, yeah. And that's funny you said that, because I was just about to say at least he'll leave England alone for the next 2 weeks.
So I don't know much about the new prime minister over there, Liz Truss, I think.
I have no idea. I guess back when she was younger, she was all about abolish the monarchy. This was like two and a half decades ago. She was young. She was political, I guess. I don't know. But
yeah,
now she's like, yeah, exactly. And now they're trying to hold it against her. And she's like, that was a very long time ago and my attitude's changed.
Yeah, I don't know much about her. I don't know how effective that is, but if she's against monarchies, I'm okay with that. Because she don't want King Charles. They couldn't wait to get King Charles up to speed.
Yeah, I know. I got issues with him, but...
Oh, I think he's much worse than the Queen.
Yeah, I do too. But I've been meaning to ask my friend. I have a friend in the UK, and I've been meaning to ask her about Truss, whatever her name is. But I haven't gotten around to it. And then today I spent all day chatting with her on Messenger, but I didn't even want to bring up the PM, you know. Just kind of out of respect. So I'll probably wait about a week or two, and then I'll talk to her about her.
I don't think the Queen is necessarily bad, but Prince Philip definitely was, and King Charles was, so she's guilty by proxy.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
I
sure
don't
she
know.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, and you got Andrew, and you throw Andrew in the mix, and that just makes it way more bad.
Right.
Yeah. And I personally, I... See, she's so old, but she is still so mentally with it that she probably did get Andrew out of the whole mess that he was in with that one girl. I mean, they had him nailed hardcore with all the pedophilia with that girl. She had times, dates, locations to where they had had, you know, relations. And then when they went to check her story out through, you know, plane logs, and it was like everything checked out, dude. You were, yeah. And all he did was give her a ton of money. I personally think, yeah, the queen helped get him out of that. I really do. Because she's not like Biden. She's not dementia at all out to, you know. She had her wits about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm still thinking, though, that they're considering trotting out Brandon for 2024.
Yeah, I don't even know. I still think he's going to go bye-bye.
Now,
like
if
I, said,
if I was smart, I would say that that's what needs to happen, but if you look at how much he destroyed the nation in a year and a half, they want more of that.
They definitely want more with that. Then if they, okay, if he leaves, then it means he was shoved out.
Yeah.
And if he was shoved out, then it means that they're planning on coronating someone. And trust me, whoever they're planning on coronating is going to be just as bad, if not worse than him. I think this is my personal opinion.
Well, you know, my two choices that I think they would try, and I guess it depends where they're at, but they want either Grissom or Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady.
I honestly, everything you say about, you know, Michelle's ability to win and all that and everybody playing into it, I completely 100% agree with you on that. But as of right now, I have not seen any plays being made, you know, in the political arena.
No, they want to get the midterms out of the way first.
Oh, my God, I am so excited for the midterms. That is going to tell us so much about how the general could possibly go. Like, if Marco Rubio wins his seat in Florida, I think we're definitely going to freaking see a Republican president. I think it's going to be a red wave. 2024. I really do.
I can't
because
see Marco Rubio losing, though.
I don't know. I mean, of course I want him to win. I can't stand Val, you know, Val Demings, because she sits on Twitter, runs her freaking mouth all day, acts all high and mighty, you know. But she is playing a good game. I do have to give her that. She's playing a great political game. And I really haven't seen Marco rising to the occasion. So, I don't know. That's the race that I'm kind of watching in Florida right now.
I'm telling you, though, for the midterms, it's like every Democrat is ahead. And then it gets whittled down because they don't take the Republicans seriously.
Yeah, but what polls are they citing? I mean, CNN did a poll one night. I'm not joking. If the poll was 500 people at a Hillary Clinton town hall meeting.
Yes.
And CNN released that poll as a legit Hillary's going to win poll. Talk about a biased poll.
I'm sure there's polls out there that are saying that Charlie Crist would beat Ron DeSantis.
I see that propaganda on TikTok so much, and I just laugh so hard. What you have to do is you have to look at all the major polls, and then you have to do the aggregate of those polls. Real Clear Politics is decently good at doing that. But just take a look at the polls and find the average. I mean, to get a true poll. Otherwise, I could walk down my block, survey everyone, and release it as a poll. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, I will say without a doubt, the most famous politician right now in the United States is Ron DeSantis.
Yes, he is. He is a rock star. I love our Top Gun. And it's really funny.
So, I just can't see Charlie Crist winning that election at all, or even coming close.
Nah. Crist isn't going to win. He's not. And usually when, like, I've noticed news articles that, like, completely trash DeSantis down here, the majority of times, it's articles out of the Miami newspapers, which kind of makes me laugh.
Well, that's mainly that's the most liberal of the state of Florida, right, Miami?
Yeah, Miami-Dade County, but now Miami-Dade has more registered conservatives than Democrats.
Well, I wonder why.
Yeah, I know, right? And actually, primary night, the 23rd of August, I believe, they came out and they said Florida has more registered conservatives than Democrats now, the whole state.
If I remember right, the state of Florida has more conservatives registered than any other state.
I don't know. I'll take your word on that one.
Remember, California, Florida's third in population.
Is it really? I did not know that. I thought it would have been like Texas, California, New York, all that.
Well, thanks to, and I forget which, whether it was California or New York, but I want to say that Florida passed them up in the last, as of 2020.
Yeah, I know that we got, like, what, one more representative or two more representatives? And
yeah, California
Cali
dropped
one,
and New York dropped one as well.
Yeah, and then I think Texas picked up one or two, and we picked up one or two.
Yeah.
One or two.
No, but when I think of Miami, I think of liberalism. I think that Vero Beach and up, like north, I could see conservative. But
yeah, go ahead.
No, I think you wanted to finish. That's fine. You could pick up.
No. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. If I ever talk too much or whatever, just tell me to shut up. Well, yeah, it's like with Florida from like Orlando down, it's kind of like blue, and then Orlando up, it's pretty much Georgia.
No, but Tampa's pretty conservative now. Tampa's the number one fastest growing city of the 2020s so far.
It is, but isn't Tampa going like a little blue, or has been a little blue? I think Tampa had a liberal streak for a while.
Well, I think with everybody moving in, I don't think the liberals are moving to Florida.
No, they're not. Thank God.
And Jacksonville is the second second fastest growing city.
Jacksonville is huge. I mean, they had over a million people living in Jacks, I mean, a couple of years ago before people started moving down here.
Yeah,
yeah,
they
Jacks
did
already had a million.
I lived there back in the mid-90s.
All right, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was last there about 4 or 5 years ago, so I remember Jacksonville well.
Yeah. Oh, they've had a lot of people there. I really wanted to move to Jacksonville when we were talking about moving to Florida, and it's just the climate's horrible there now.
I think it just depends on what part you're moving to. St. Augustine is nice, though.
St. Augustine is nice, but man, like a 1-2-bedroom apartment's going to run you $2,300 a month.
I believe it.
I'm waiting on the rents to go down. I'm hoping. Houses are already going down here.
I heard Palatka built up a little bit recently, too.
East Palatka over the bridge. Yup. Yeah, my cousin wants to buy some land in East Palatka and open up a Wendy's. He was telling me a few months back, he's like, they're really building up East Palatka. It's still cheap over there, and they're building it up. He's like, we need to buy some land and open the Wendy's.
But from what I gather, it's still cheap if you want to move to, like, Niceville or Riverview or cities like that.
Yeah, people move here and they want to move to the ocean. So those are the most expensive areas. But Ocala kind of went up in price. And there's a decent amount of spec housing over there in Ocala, too. And there's some spec housing out in Bunnell. I mean, it's just, I can't wait till the developers are like, oh, okay, nobody's moving anymore. We're done. Kind of let it settle down, you know, a little bit. But I think that's the only issue that is the only issue DeSantis is going to have on his hands this election year is rent. That's going to be his big issue.
Yeah, but if everybody else is going through it, it's just par for the course. And
yeah,
I do believe in supply and demand, so I'm not saying he gets a pass necessarily, but I understand.
No, I'm sorry. It's not something that he has to fix. He at least needs to address it and talk about it. That's what I was trying to say. Because you're right, it is supply and demand. But now we've got people screaming about rent caps, you know. Maybe we should have rent caps and rent control. And I'm like, okay, he needs to come out and at least address this issue some way, because now people are starting to talk, starting to speculate, starting to come out with these ideas, you know. I'd like to at least see him present his own idea about it.
See, I can justify Florida's rent going up more than I can California when people can't get out of there fast enough.
Oh, I know. Well, what I would like to see happen, and Texas actually did this, you're not allowed to raise the rent more than, I think, like 10% per year.
Okay.
And I kind of like that because you're giving the landlords the ability to raise the rent, you know, for property taxes, improvements, more profit,
yeah,
whatever. But it's not choking out the renters. It's not a free-for-all. Because there have been people down here, their rent has tripled, and they've had to move. So that's been kind of crazy and insane. But, like, our landlord told us he's going up $100 a month next year, and we're like, okay, we're cool. Because we understand. And he's not being greedy about it. But his property taxes went up, you know. Totally understand. But yeah, I think he needs to address it. Throw his own personal solution out and be like, well, let's try this, you know, and just address it so people will quit, you know, assuming things and leading the discussion about it instead of him.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't know what you can do about, though.
Oh, I don't know. But leading people is like, it is the equivalent of taking care of a bunch of kindergartners to an extent, or high schoolers. People are going to get gossipy. People are going to get petty. You just kind of got to lead the discussion. I like Yang's idea, in all honesty, just allow more housing to be built in residential areas, you know. Then you get an abundance of supply, you know, more than demand, and the rates go down. Or say you... Go ahead.
No, I wasn't saying anything in particular. Go ahead.
Oh. Or you say you can only go up 10, 15% per year. This 300% increase is a little ridiculous, you know? Otherwise, people are going to start talking about rent control and rent caps and, well, we know how well that works out. People lose incentives to be landlords. There's no money to fix up the place, so you're having to deal with broken pipes or a broken fridge or unsafe conditions, you know, when you bring in rent control. It doesn't work out. Then eventually everything, because landlords lose incentive and the house goes downhill, and then the government comes in, and it becomes government housing, and next thing you know, the government's putting you in housing. What do you think, Proof?
I think that their goal is to price it out of control so that they can take it over.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And they can put you in a little poppin' apartment.
I know. Oh, my God, that's so sad. Speaking of a little coffin apartment, how many people did China just lock down? 60 million?
Yes.
Oh, God. And they've got the drones. in some areas are like, if you come outside, you know, you're going to jail. Oh, it says that.
Meanwhile, they're telling us how free China is.
Yeah, no. No, China does not have freedom. There was this, I don't know how legit it is, but it looks fairly legit. This one guy is over in China. He's going through the lockdown. And the food they're giving them is so unhealthy.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, he's been videoing it and putting it on TikTok somehow. And I don't know. And then the drones. And the drones are literally looking in your window. They're flying right up to the window, looking in, taking off, screaming their message, you know, about staying inside. And the message they're saying this time is a little bit more firm than the one they had the first time. Because some of the drones are talking about if you come outside and it's for any other reason than to be tested, you know, you require COVID testing, you're going to jail. They weren't saying that the first time.
Yeah, the stores are all closed. You can't go shopping for anything?
Nope, you can't. Cannot. And they bring you your meals and drop it off at your door or your window in the styrofoam containers. See, that's what I was scared when they talked about calling the National Guard in and locking down Washington State. That's what I was afraid was going to happen to us. Because they wanted to lock us down for a month.
Well, if we didn't fight back earlier this year when they were scared of the trucker strike, which I still don't know whatever happened to that. But you notice the truckers announced they were going to D.C. and then everybody shut up and said, have your freedom.
Yep, and then the strike stopped. Yeah, right when they saw that the U.S. was following Canada's lead, yeah, they quit real quick.
I'm just worried about when they're going to try it again. And it just scares me.
You know, somebody brought up a theory talking about all this division, all this talk of civil war. If Biden can get a civil-ish type of war to start and pop off, he's got carte blanche for martial law. Which might be why he's poking the bear so hardcore. I mean, he had Marines next to him at that speech. What does that say?
Oh, he did another speech today where he's talking crap about us. But no, I don't think anybody's really listening, though.
I hope
because
not.
You would have had one or two copycats by now. Other than what happened in Memphis with that guy that randomly shot up a few people in Memphis, and then when he got arrested, he was smiling his brains out.
What happened with the IRS building in Memphis?
That I don't know.
Is that the same? Yeah, I don't know either. I saw like a blip on it on a news alert. Somebody went into an IRS building or something. But yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, okay, this is weird. Well, not weird, but you know what I mean. But what is going on in Memphis? Oh, my God. It's like every other day now, serious stuff is going down in Memphis. If we have any listeners out there in Memphis, please call in and tell me what is going on.
Well, that's the next Chicago, I guess.
I don't know, but I thought about that today, and I'm like, have they changed the leadership? Has the city council gone bad? I mean, what is happening? Did Memphis get woke, and this is what's happening?
By the way, Judge Joe Brown is running for mayor of Memphis.
Oh, wow. I honestly do not know what he stands for politically.
Oh, I heard him talk a really good conservative game a few times on Alex Jones.
Oh, really? So he's been on Alex Jones?
Yes.
Okay, so he's got to be conservative to be on Alex Jones. Wow.
And I don't think he's lying. He doesn't seem like that type to lie.
No. I don't think he's lying either. It's really hard to be a wolf in sheep's clothing on Alex Jones. I mean, you've got to be pretty diehard to be on Alex Jones. You can't be fake.
No.
Well, that's cool. I'm going to have to, like, go to his website or Google him or something and watch some YouTube videos from his campaign. When's the election?
In November. Wait, it might be next year, actually.
I don't know.
It might be next November.
I don't know anything about the mayor elections. Well, I think it's great. I mean, people have got to think. It's like I tell my friend, I'm like, it is all about the local elections right now. I'm like, because that's the only ones that are going to have the power to fight the federal side of the coin.
I have to admit, I'm already tired of this election cycle. I just want to know my fate now.
The election cycle hasn't gone away since 2016.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been one constant battle since, actually the primary, since 2015. It's been one cycle. And it's all just melding into one. So yeah, I'm tired too. Let me
know
what I'm dealing with.
I'm trying to get as many candidates as I can to come on the show, but I'm just tired.
Yeah, me too. I'm tired too. Sometimes it's just like it's the same thing over and over again. Orange man, bad. I mean, everything. I'm like, God, quit, people.
Yeah, I'll be honest, Candace, it is tempting sometimes to say, because I'm so tired of the same narratives all the time, that I'm thinking to myself, I don't feel like doing this much longer. But I'm not going to quit, because I know if I quit, then the whole network goes away, and I don't want that.
Yeah, well, not only that, but you don't want them to wear you down so bad that nobody's left standing.
I love doing radio. I just feel as though it's the same story all the time. And if you listen to Sean Hannity, it's the same story every single day.
So mix it up a little bit.
That's why I started doing the Broccoli Man stuff.
No, I mean the show. mix it up a little bit, dedicate certain nights for different subjects.
I've tried that before.
Have you?
That's just not my format. So I have two guests booked for next week, except the only thing is that they both wanted Wednesday.
Oh, no. Who have you got?
I have in the third hour, her name is Patriot Barbie, but her real name is Lindsey Graham.
Patriot Barbie, that sounds really familiar to me.
Yeah, she's been a guest on a lot of the Patriot-type shows.
Okay, that's probably why. I think I've stumbled across her social media.
And then the first hour, I have a guy that broke a world record, actually. He finished a triathlon in the fastest time ever, completely barefoot.
Oh, that is cool.
So we'll have him on.
You've already got a show with a different narrative, right?
Well, those are two guests on the same day, so they both want Wednesday, so one in the first hour, one in the third hour.
And you're really into music? Like, you could, like, do a show interviewing local bands?
I've had other artists on before. I wouldn't mind getting Nia Peoples back on. I liked her a lot, if you remember her.
Yeah, I do. Speaking of, when is our Alaska girl coming back?
Somebody told me she was coming back this week, and that didn't happen, so I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't heard. I saw the question asked, but she never responded to you.
Right. I know, so I'm just waiting around. Like, do I get another co-host, or do I wait? I don't know.
What day does she co-host?
I don't know if it's Monday or Tuesday even.
Oh, no.
So it's like I can't do anything until I hear something.
She's probably enjoying the break.
Oh, I'm not mad. I realize that. It's not like she gets paid a lot here.
Well, I know she was in, I don't want to say a bad place, but she was definitely due for a change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely due for a change.
Well, Vito's here. Maybe Vito wants to say hi.
Oh, I would love it. I love Vito.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, Vito.
How's everything?
Well, we're still
it's
here.
It's been a week. Yeah,
everybody
week
loves that
Fetterman
guy, Vito.
I'm sorry?
Everybody loves that Pennsylvania guy, Fetterman, for some reason.
Yeah, I you know, I haven't spoken to my neighbors in the Poconos. I haven't been there in a while. I mean, one neighbor hated Trump, so I would think that he would vote for the communists, and he's a retired New York City policeman. So.
He said he's far left of Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, he wants to release everybody in jail. He wants everyone out of the jails.
Oh, and hey, you can get your free heroin in a safe shooting area.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
the only shooting you'll be allowed to
I
do in Pennsylvania is shoot heroin, not guns.
Yeah, I can't see outside of Philadelphia the support that he would get, but, you know, there are plenty of idiots out there, just like in Florida, how they almost voted in that meth head.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. How many indictments does Gillum have now?
He's under indictment?
Oh, Billum's got, I think, 21 indictments. Yeah.
I knew it was up there.
God. I want to say 21. Yeah, Google it, dude. It's a trip.
No, I have a friend who lives in Florida. He's been living there for about a year and a half now. And he says, don't count Florida out for the Democrats. There's a lot of young voters down there. You know, and
yeah,
we all know where how the young vote.
Yeah, so they want their communism.
You know.
Hey, I'm gonna leave you guys for like 2-3 minutes. I'll be right back.
All righty. You know, but it was interesting listening to all the real estate stuff. You know, if you're a landowner now, it's the real estate taxes. They will beat you over the head with, especially if you live like in an urban area like New York City.
I bet.
If you own a four family house, I'm going to throw, for instance, Brooklyn, New York. If you own a four family house, your taxes just on that are $27,000 a year.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah. And that is no lie. That is no $27,000 a year, and that is not
wow.
Water tax. All right. And I mean, I live in a one family home on a 25 by 100 lot, and I'm paying almost $7,000.
Oh, that is insane. Now, whose idea
right,
was
I'm
this?
I'm paying almost $7,000. And up until, I mean, all right, 20 years ago when I bought the house, I bought it in 98, I think it was, 98. I was paying maybe $1,100. And right after Bloomberg left, once the Blasio and the Democrats took over, real estate taxes went sky high. I mean, listen, it's a typical communist mantra, you know, from those who have to the have-nots. You know, you have people, you know, especially with this what's this stuff that that Biden just signed? College.
The student loan. Yeah.
Yeah, the student loan crap. I mean. Seriously, if you're making $125,000 a year, or just about that much, which is a cutoff, I mean, and this makes absolutely no sense. The college has already got their money, all right. So that money's gone. So, another $10,000. He's adding on to the onto that tuition bill, all right, and that's going to be. More money that they're going to print, more, you know, they say it's going to cost $1 trillion at the least.
Yeah.
You know, for a college degree, for the most part, the people are not earning any money. I'm making no, their return on investment, so to speak, is zero.
Yep. Absolutely nothing. You're better
it
off
is
at a
zero.
Trade
and
school.
What's going to happen? And what's going? But they don't want to go to trade school. You know, this is the woke society that thinks that they're going to go out there and they're going to make a social difference in the world. You know, the tuition, the college that I got, the college degree. Not that I have a high school diploma. I did 2 semesters of college, and I'm like, this isn't for me. You know, like Judge Smale said in Caddyshack, the world needs bitch babies.
Yeah.
You know, and bitch diggers make good money.
Yep,
they
so do linemen,
really,
too.
Really, really good money. All right, so, you know, I don't understand why people, you know, they think that a college... it's the intellectual side of things, I guess. They think they're smart.
It's the ultimate.
I mean, you know, you want a college diploma, all right, at least get something where you're going to make money. Like I've said in the past, you know, a college should only be for those who are going to be doctors, lawyers, engineers, you know, stuff like that. You know, electrician, you don't need college to be an electrician, all right?
No.
Unless you're an electrical engineer, that's a different story. But you know, the trade schools, like you said, they, you know, yeah, that's a great way to go. But at the same time, on the flip side of it, you know, they're pro-union, and we have to vote Democrat, you know, because, you know, Democrats love unions. Meanwhile, you know, they're killing union jobs left and right. I think it was GM or Ford, or I forget which one, the other day they announced they're laying off, they're firing 3,000 workers so they can retool their plants to make green cars.
Oh, they all right? do it. They all do it. Yeah, all the companies that have unions.
So you're going to let go of union workers, and yet union, all these unions, they welcome Biden. Yeah, Biden's a great guy. You know, people don't understand. They're retooling, and they're not retooling to bring people back into work. They're going to bring AI in to do your job.
Yep, exactly.
So what are you gonna do about it? Nothing. You're gonna have to reinvent yourself.
And what about the
vaccine?
What about the old apprenticeship programs? What do you think about bringing back the apprenticeship programs? I mean, there was a time if you wanted to learn a trade, you went out and did it, studied under somebody.
Well, you had to, you know. I mean, you go into a union, you sign on as a journeyman or whatever, you know, and you start from there, and you move on, you move up, so to speak.
I can't see
why people can't do that now.
I think overregulation. In all honesty, I think the federal government has overregulated everything.
No, I don't think. Well, yeah, but I think it's more laziness than anything else. We all know how that goes.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I guess DeSantis just signed some kind of legislation down here that you're allowed to go out and do nails now without having to go to school for it.
Oh,
you
really?
Be a nail tech.
What kind of stuff?
Like a nail tech, like Manny's Petties and all. You don't have to go to school for that anymore.
Okay.
He really relaxed the regulation on that.
I mean, I could see cutting hair and stuff like that, but doing nail stuff, I mean, all you got to do is, you know, be sanitary.
Right.
The rules are pretty much set on that.
Exactly. Some of the nail techs, though, were freaking out about it. They were like, oh, my God, everybody's going to get an infection now. But, I mean, I hate to say it, but if you have a nail tech doing your nails, and everybody's like, I got an infection, people are going to stop using you. The marketplace will weed out the bad ones.
Correct. That's like going to taking your dog to a groomer and something bad happened. You're not going to go back there again.
Exactly. And that's actually, I have real life experience with that. So I will never take my dog to a big corporate major pet store grooming facility again. But yeah, so the marketplace, you know, you let it operate the way it should operate, it's going to weed out the bad people.
You know, but also at the same time, you got to remember also with the media saying that this one is winning and that one is winning, they're just doing it, throwing it out there to discourage people to vote because they know that there are people that who you know, if they see that, my guy isn't really going to win, so why bother? You know, and plus, the midterms, there's always a low turnout anyway.
Always a low turnout. I think polls are basically BS anyway. Have you ever been polled?
No, I've never. I've never been polled, but I know a friend of mine who has been once, he was polled, and it was clearly a Democrat poll, and he's hardcore conservative, and he basically just lied through his teeth for the Democrats. Said, yeah, I'm going to vote for whoever the Democrat is. It was just total nonsense. You could just see the way they were, you know, the question that they were asking. It was clear Democrat pollster.
Oh, yeah. So, they're all skewed. You know. Yeah. All skewed. I mean, it's like, are you going to vote for Biden or are you going to shoot yourself in the face? I mean...
Yeah, you know what? I'd rather shoot myself in the face.
I know, right? Oh my gosh! I'd rather shoot myself,
of course I'm not, but you know, it's just to see. And I'm gonna go on the record. I'm gonna say again, this is not Biden doing this. This is all Obama doing this. This is all him. Everything that Biden is doing, Obama is telling him what to do.
I can see it, especially considering like 2/3 of Biden's administration is Obama.
And people are bailing out.
Yeah.
People are leaving her, you know, the vice president's circle, and people are leaving Biden's circle too. I mean, you know, his press secretary. And that woman is just spewing total lies, man. You know, how could she consciously say what she's saying?
See, I feel bad for Jen Psaki, but this one I don't feel bad one bit for.
This one is a complete drone. I mean, Psaki, she was bullshitting too. But this one, what's in there now? Nah, man.
Oh, this one has literally, she has no opinions of her own. I saw a clip today. She was in the middle of her conference when word came down that Queen Elizabeth died. She literally had nothing in her head to say.
Mm.
And nothing. The look on her face, she couldn't respond, didn't even have a canned answer that you would give, you know, if you heard anyone die. And then she said something about not wanting to speak before the president spoke on it. She questioned if it had been fact-checked. I mean, I was like, wow. She was, and I'm like, dude, I've never even done a job like that, and I think I could have handled it better, and that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm she like, got the job, she'll let you know in no specific terms, or you will hear it in specific terms. She said she got the job because of 3 major qualifications. She's black, gay, and she's an immigrant.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't even sound like an immigrant. She speaks perfect English.
Well, that is the only reason why she got the job, you know? I mean, you just nailed it, Proof.
Well,
that's
just think
it.
When you have companies like United Airlines who say that they're only going to hire black pilots now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, if you look at Biden's administration, 2/3 of it served under Obama. The other 1/3 hired for nothing but diversity. That's it.
Yeah, Buttigieg got hired because he's gay. There's no secret about that.
Yeah, and he dropped out of the primary. But, yeah, that was his reward.
Yeah, he was promised a job, right? Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, he had a huge following, too. A huge following.
But I think if he picked back up in 2024, he doesn't have that same following.
Oh, please, don't. He's one of my nightmares. I know the guy is going to run. I just prefer to be after I'm already gone.
Yeah, well, I will still say that the 2 big Democrat choices are Governor Gruesome and Michael.
I just can't see her, I can't see him running.
Newsom?
Which one?
No, Michael.
Yeah, see?
I can't
see. Well,
I mean, it has no qualifications. No, I mean,
yeah, but,
zero.
But you're forgetting who the base is.
Yeah,
but you know
qualifications
how many people would come out
don't
and say
mean
they
anything
voted
anymore.
For a black man for president? I mean, a black woman?
Yeah. Yeah, and qualifications don't mean anything anymore. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'll say this again. I think Trump could beat anybody in the Democrat Party except Michael Robinson Obama, who I believe is a nice lady. But the only person that could beat Michael Robinson Obama is DeSantis.
I'm not going to argue with you because you actually have a really awesome point. But I have not seen a play being made from that side, but I've seen Newsom making a ton of plays for the White House.
And the Illinois governor, Pritzker, thinks he has a chance too, but I doubt that.
Yeah, no. No. No claim to fame there.
No, but the Democrat Party is running kind of low right now, so their top three choices are Big Mike, Grusom, and Mayor Pete. Those are their three big choices.
I just can't see Mayor Pete. I mean, that guy, that dude is really off the wall.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't think he has a shot either, but
if the
Democrats want to run somebody out there, he's in the top three.
Proof, you could run as a Democrat and beat Mayor Pete.
I understand
could run as a Democrat and beat Mayor Pete. The guy is just like dull. He's like just looking at dull. And there's nothing
annoying. Mayo's annoying and he has a superiority complex. I noticed that during the primary.
I mean, especially hearing him say that black roads are racist because they're black. I mean.
Well, how come the road from Beverly Hills to Riverside, California doesn't go through Compton? Of course it's racist. Never mind,
yeah.
You'd have to go 58 miles out of your way just to go through it.
Yeah.
But they don't want to hear that.
And then he sits there and acts all high and mighty and talks about the plight, you know, of the American worker. But how many weeks did he take off for paternity leave?
Considering that he was just adopting. Oh, that's something else I was going to say. Do you believe that almost 25% of Democrats believe strongly
that male can get pregnant? Men get pregnant. That is totally, like I said, that's probably one of those, probably my friend who they called up and said, absolutely, make it have, men have periods too. You know, he would be that type of, you know, to just throw the whole poll off. You know, if they called me and asked me, I would tell them absolutely men can get pregnant. They could have periods. And they can breastfeed pills.
See, what makes you
why
mad,
not,
though, is there...
Why not? Just say it. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, men can breastfeed. Absolutely. Cis men, not just men, but cis men can breastfeed, have periods, and get pregnant.
What makes me mad, though, is they're actually teaching this to the little kids. That makes me mad because it's like you're brainwashing a child from, like, kindergarten up. I mean, what's the next generation going to be like?
You know, that's like my youngest, you know, with his daughter. I tell him, I mean, she's going to be two. And I tell him, do not put her in public school. He goes, well, who's going to pay for it? I says, Mike, you're going to have massive problems, you know, if you put her in public school. You know, the second a child shows any interest in if a girl is a tomboy or if a boy is a tom girl, I don't know what the hell they would call a boy, instantly, sex change, they're having gender issues, let's go.
Yeah, exactly. They just I mean, they don't consider it, oh, a phase or whatever, you know? It's instantly, oh, okay, you're now a boy, and we're going to dress you like one. We're going to go ahead when you're in, like, fifth grade and start transitioning you. It's just sickening.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, look at what Angelina Jolie did to Shiloh, her daughter. The yeah, child was like 4 years old, and she started.
That is just crazy.
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh, leave the child alone. She'll figure it out.
Yeah, you know who taught me the birds and the bees? Nobody. I figured it out on my own.
Yeah.
We all do.
Listen,
we all do.
I had Italian parents, so, you know, sex was like never discussed.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I grew up Southern Baptist. It was like a dirty word.
Yeah. This is true.
But yeah, they're totally just brainwashing the poor kids. They're keeping parents out of the loop. Parents don't know what's going on with their kids in school. And the school, in my opinion, is raising the kids to begin with, if you think about it. They're in school like 7-8 hours a day. You're only with your kids if you're working full time, like what, four hours a night?
I mean, when I used to work for CPS, we had a case where a kid got hurt. And they had a babysitter watching the kid all day long. And the parents would only see the kid or their children. The kids would be in bed by 6 o'clock at night, like clockwork. And they would show up, they would come home from work between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, and they see them on the weekend, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, parents, they are failing. Today's generation of parents, for the most part, are failing their children. They're failing as parents.
Yeah, and it's sad. But if you look at it realistically, though, it takes two incomes. You know?
It does, depending on where you're living, absolutely. You know, if you live in New York City and you want to live a certain way, yeah, I mean, you know, you're used to living a certain lifestyle, and you're going to go out there and you're going to, money's going to come first for some people, you know, when my kids are growing up, she said, I'm staying home raising the kids. You know, I didn't argue with her. And as they got older, once they got into high school, eighth grade in high school, that's when she went back to work and started teaching. And, I got four good kids, man. Knock on wood, man. Banging on my head. But I got four, we raised four good kids. And they all vote Republican.
Nice. It does take sacrifice, though. It really does.
I mean,
it's
I understand
a
making a sacrifice. I get it. But at the same time, you know, You gotta bond with your kids, man. You know, you're the adult. You are the one to raise them. Like I said, this one family, the parents, they come home between 5:30 and 6 o'clock at night, and the kids are in bed by 6. You know, that half hour you spend with your child every day.
You're not raising your kids.
You're not raising your kids.
No. Daycare or the public school system is raising your kids. You're not. I don't know. There's got to be a big change in the way parents want to do things, you know. Otherwise, I don't know how we're going to save this next generation.
This is, I mean, on top of all this transgender stuff, there is going to be a tidal wave of insane adults in the next, in, you know, when they grow up. I mean, we see the ones now, how they're acting, who are the males who are pretending to be females, how messed up they are. And they are messed up. Wait until these younger ones who are actually going through the parents are putting them through we're getting them sex change operations. What the frick is going on with you?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I'm actually against the operations until you're 25, so I'm automatically the enemy on that one.
Let the person decide when they get older.
Yeah,
if you're 5 years old and you want a sex change, they expect the parents to just run them out to the hospital.
Oh, Canada's really bad about that.
They're bad about what?
Canada, they're really bad. I don't know exactly what the law is, but if you stifle your kid after a certain age from going on hormones and stuff, you can actually be arrested. Up in Canada.
Arrested for what?
Not letting them take hormones and stuff.
Yep.
If you want, I'll find out the information. Yeah, yeah. I have a conservative friend up in Canada, and she's got a big family, and sorry, it really freaked her out. She was like, I could literally go to jail.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, if my daughter, like 8 years old or something, comes to me, and yeah, I say no or something like that, and I'm like, wow. I'll have to look it up. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, we shall see.
It's getting bad. I see us getting as bad, too, if something doesn't happen.
Zeldin in New York is doing okay, though.
Well, he's moving up. They had, in 2 weeks, he went from being down almost 20 points. Now he's down to, like, 3 or 4. And like I said, you know, I'm sure that my friend that was called about, you know, my Republican friend that was called about a poll for Hochul, that he said, yeah, you know, he'll vote for Hochul in the first round of polling. So, you know, like I said, these polls, I don't agree with them, but you know, they're not. I just don't think that they're 100% honest. I mean, in New York State, you know, unless it's in New York City and Buffalo, you know, I mean, I'm upstate New York right now. I'm up in Brockport, and everywhere I drove, and nothing but Trump, and you know, and you can see they're all conservative voters up here. They got signs on their lawns everywhere. Vote now, end the corruption in New York State. Be heard. And I'm like, here we go.
So how does New York City have so much, carry so much weight?
It's 8 million voters. Well, not 8 million voters, but there's a lot of voters in New York City. 8 million people, you know.
And they all vote the same.
In Buffalo. And they all vote stupid. Outside of Staten Island, they vote stupid.
So when is Hochul up for re-election?
This November. She's. I think she's going to lose. I really do
I
think
hope.
She's going to lose.
I don't
this,
like
this, who's the last Republican governor you had? Pataki?
Pataki, yep. Pataki was the last dude.
Unless,
I don't know.
Pataki was the last
mayor. He was never a governor.
No, and I think he may have run for governor. I'm not 100% sure. I don't recall. You know, I think he would have been a good governor.
She's letting off those Hillary Clinton vibes. I don't know. I don't like her politics,
She's just an idiot. Believe me when I tell you, she is just one. I can't even use the word, but she is. Like I said, my friend in Florida, he told me she's from upstate New York. She was pro gun, and then once she got into the limelight, she went anti-gun. She was a pro-gun Democrat at one point, just like Gillibrand was. And then she just went
through. Oh, wow.
And we never hear from Gillibrand until it's election time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
I have not heard a peep from her other than Schumer. You know, Schumer we hear all the time, but he's just an extraordinary piece of crap he is, so... You know, he's going to say that I got the Inflation Reduction Act passed, which has nothing to do with inflation. And what I tell people, I hope you guys are ready for what's coming, because it's coming and it's going to hit hard.
Yeah. I don't know. She just gives me evil vibes. There's something sketchy about her.
Gillibrand or Hochul?
Gillibrand, I haven't heard anything out of her since the primary.
She's been quiet. I have not even heard nothing from her. Absolutely nothing.
Well, she got thoroughly beat up during the presidential debates, though.
No, dude, that was Bloomberg. That was so hilarious.
I don't know who did worse, Gillibrand, Bloomberg, or de Blasio, because they all might have combined to get a half of 1%. All three of them combined didn't get 1%.
I think my favorite punching bag was Bloomberg. They murdered him during the debate. It was hilarious.
And everybody was like, hey, Bloomberg's coming in. Now we're going to beat Trump. And then Bloomberg comes in.
Yeah, no.
Where he manhandled that pizza.
Yeah, Trump just walks right over him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was popping popcorn. I was popping popcorn laughing. I'm like, oh, yeah, no. Now they're eating their own. This is cracking me up.
I just want to see what Fetterman says that he's willing to do a debate now with Dr. Oz, who I don't even like.
Dr. Oz is a waste
of time for me. They picked the wrong person, but whatever, Trump endorsed him. So, and it was probably because Dr. Oz loves the gene therapies.
Yeah.
Dr. Oz is... I don't know how I feel about him.
Yeah, I don't like him, but he wins by default. Unless there's a libertarian candidate I don't know about. But I don't know many people that will wear a hoodie when it's 102 degrees out with 88% humidity.
I would guarantee you that man is hooked on drugs.
Is what?
He looks like to me he's hooked on drugs.
Well, that's why he wants to make heroin legal, but he just had a stroke.
He strikes me as a heroin user.
And wasn't he in South California, Southern California?
Not that I know of. He still has never had a job in his life.
Of course not.
married, and he lived in his parents' basement, and his parents supported him.
Well, he just bought his sister's house within the past year, I believe, for $1.
Really? I wonder what that's about.
Well, it's about you don't want your political candidate living in mommy's basement, so he had to get a house.
Or rent an apartment.
Wasn't it mommy and daddy who donated to Trump, or was that the other family members?
No, that was gruesome.
Yeah,
his in-laws donated to Trump.
Yeah, that's going to make the holidays awesome this year.
Yeah, but Fetterman looks worse than Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Yeah,
but a lot of these Democrats, they feel that the winning strategy is to campaign as little as possible. Don't go outside. Don't talk to anybody. Just hide.
They did that with Biden. I mean, they kept him in the basement.
Well, that's the winning strategy.
Yeah, stay as little as possible and just keep, let the media cover for you. Basically is what's going on.
Yeah.
They had to play that game with Biden, though.
Have to do that with Fetterman. He just had a stroke.
Oh, really?
Yep. You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, right before the primary ended, he had a stroke.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
And they voted for him anyway, even though he just had a stroke.
That shows you how brain dead the people in Pennsylvania are.
Well, Biden's had, three aneurysms or something like that, and everybody still voted for him. And I'm not joking when I say that. He's had aneurysms before. He had an eye bleed on stage during the debates one night, and nobody cared. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Are we not going to talk about this? And does anybody remember his medical file being released? I mean, I might have missed that. Yeah, see, exactly. I mean, they went up John McCain with a microscope. Do y'all remember that?
And with Fetterman, though, if you say anything about his stroke, they call you mean-spirited, because just because he had a stroke doesn't mean he can't do the job.
Oh, that is so not true.
So he's getting a pass by the media, and if you say anything, it's like, how dare you? He just had a stroke.
Yeah, no, dude. It's been years since my nanny had her stroke, and you'd never know it if you sat and talked to her or anything. But it's been years, and occasionally her brain will hit a blank, and she can't remember her own name, joking, of course, but you know what I mean? And she'll be like, oh, no, the stroke, you know what I mean? And she's like, it killed a little bit, you know. It's like, so I'm having a hard time remembering, you know. So.
Yeah, but do you really want to elect somebody? And if Trump just had a stroke, 3 weeks before the election, would you still vote for Trump with a stroke? I don't know.
Okay, dude, I love my nanny, and she's still with it, and she's still, mentally, physically with it, but she's in her early 70s, and I would not elect her to a public office of national level. I mean, her and I talk about that all the time. It's like, this is when you kick back and relax. Not run for a freaking office like Biden, you know?
Yeah, but that was the best thing that they were able to accomplish, because look at how much destruction they were able to do.
Mind-blowingly how much destruction happened.
So, Vito, is my thought here, is why they might choose Brandon again over Gruesome. Because they like how Gruesome runs California, but I think
they don't need Gruesome to run California.
I think he's too strong for the 1%, and he could go off and do his own thing. I just have that feeling.
I'm sure there's some.
Brandon's more controllable, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, absolutely, he's more controllable. He's mentally, he's totally gone. He's totally out there in the void. Gruesome is, he doesn't have to do anything. The state legislature is what's ruining that state. He's just there to rubber stamp everything that goes on, like in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wants the same agenda, wouldn't he rubber stamp?
During the whole lockdowns, there was multiple times when he was out there forcing people to wear scams, and he's out there not doing it.
Hey, he's out there partying, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think he wants the agenda as bad as the ones that are pulling Biden's string. So he's all down with cooperating and rubber stamping everything and just not caring.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, who do you trust that's going to do your bidding for you? Do you have a guy that's smart, even though he knows how to lie and manipulate? But he might be smart enough to tell you that he doesn't like something. Or you can get somebody who's barely above brain dead who you could just put a piece of paper in front of and say, sign here.
But I don't think Newsom is not going to like anything. I think he's 100% behind it.
I'm just saying that he seems like he might want to do things his own way to further defeat America. And I don't want to relate him to this necessarily, but Hitler was the same way when it came time for the globalist, when he read their plans to take over the world, and he's like, no, forget that. I'm going to do it now. And I feel like there's that kind of vulnerability that he might take advantage of, and he might go too fast for the globalist, is what I'm saying.
He's far from dumb, though.
He's
full of himself. Don't get it bent. Yeah, he's full of himself. Don't get it bent.
He might be one of those people that don't want to wait around for the word on what to do for globalism. He's ready to do it now.
And then they'll take him out with the quickness.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you put a toe out of line like that, they take him out.
Which is why I believe that they might want Brandon.
They'd be giving Hillary a call going, hey, who do you use to clean up your messes?
Speaking of which, one of the strangest stories a few days ago here in Vegas. So there was a reporter for the newspaper here that was on a couple of Democrats' trails for a corruption story. And
he got killed, man.
I think I told you guys I'm divorced and remarried. My ex-wife's divorce attorney was charged with this murder.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's just the weirdest thing.
And he tried killing himself, too.
Oh, you read that story then?
I heard about it on the radio.
Yeah, that's a nationwide story now.
Now, what kind of corruption was he tied to?
That has not been disclosed.
But it was bad enough for him to kill the reporter that did it. That's crazy, man.
That's politics.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with the former CEO of Bed Bath & Beyond.
The CFO.
CFO, sorry. Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm old school. They're all CEOs to me.
Well, the chief financial officer is different from the CEO.
Oh, okay. I thought they were the same thing. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why
he... No, while Jeff Bezos was the CEO, there was somebody else that was the that was in charge of finances.
Terminology, I can't keep up sometimes. But I still want to know why he offed himself. Like, dang. Something to do with...
Yeah, I don't have an answer.
Closing. I don't either. It's really a mystery to me. So many stores were closing under his leadership. I don't even know.
No, I think he should have gotten fired. But as far as death, I think that's a bit harsh.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what was about to come out on that one, too.
Yeah, but in Japan, when they have their depressions, you see a bunch of the big management types jumping out of buildings.
Yeah, but our culture's a little different, you know?
Yeah,
they've had
well,
that going on for a long time.
My first thought always is maybe he was involved in some corruption and was about to get caught. Because
yeah,
I don't think losing hundreds of stores and your business losing money, I don't think that's a reason for death. But I think if you're about to get caught for some kind of corruption that you might get life in prison for, they might try it.
Yeah, that'll make you do it. You'd rather go out than have to spend 20 years, you know.
Yeah.
But they haven't released a lot about that one either.
You know what's weird, though, with Brandon's speech from last week? And it's like one day he's talking about how people that voted for MAGA are evil and they need to die, and then the next day, no, I didn't say that.
I know.
Well, exactly. That's what his press secretary was saying. He was talking about the politicians. No, he was not.
No, and he said it again today at a speech in Maryland at the Marriott Gaylord National Resort in Maryland. And he said that the MAGA Republicans threaten our very democracy. Even though we're not in a democracy, we're in a republic, but it don't matter.
Yep. We are a constitutional republic.
It just shows you how bad the Dems have to be tanking in the polls for him to change his story that quickly.
And then
it just depends
on his audience. So if he's confronted, he didn't say it or didn't mean it. But when you go to another Democrat event 3 days later, you're going to say it again.
Yeah. But that time it wasn't on a national level.
So say that I don't believe that, and then you say it again, that's extremely disingenuous. That's the meaning of disingenuous.
Very disingenuous, but the majority of politicians are disingenuous.
Yeah?
To me, it just shows that he came out and said that on the national arena. It didn't play well with the independents. It shows that they don't have the votes within the party to win the midterms. So they've lost the independents that they need, and he changed the story the next day. Now, if he goes to a Democrat event around like-minded people, that's not a national thing. It's one little event. So I think they're tanking more than they want us to know.
Well, it just depends how much voter fraud they can get out.
Well, the states that they frauded the most, well, I know Florida tightened up its voting, Georgia tightened up its voting, Arizona tightened up its voting, and probably more states than I even know about tightened up their voting after 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to be a tiny bit harder, I think the states that you can get away with the most voter fraud in now are going to be the ones that are going to be blue anyway, so. But right when I heard that Biden took Arizona, I was like, yeah, no, this election's been swayed, rigged, whatever you want to call it.
But do they have enough votes to for Charlie Crist to win? I don't really think so.
No, I don't think so. I really don't. Florida's been flooded with people. Escaping blue states. Nobody's going to make that mistake again. I really do think it's funny the way they, because sometimes this topic comes up in a Moving to Florida group on Facebook.
Yeah.
And even on Twitter. And it's like, no, Florida's not going blue because a lot of red people flooded Florida. And the left always comes back with, no, people moved to Florida over the past 2 years because of the weather, not because of the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want good weather, go to California.
Yeah.
But there were so many people from Washington State moving out here. People from California, especially New York, New Jersey. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. I really feel secure DeSantis is going to get it. I just want it to already happen so I don't have to, like, have that 1% doubt in my mind.
No, I know. I'm really worried about the voter fraud, so that I understand.
Nah, Florida tightened up. They really did.
We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you even have to have your ID to vote down here, and getting your ID is serious business down here too. They do not play. I was trying to explain that to my friend in Washington because she's wanting to move down here next month, and I told her, I'm like, okay, you're gonna have to have your birth certificate. I said, I brought my Social Security card. I said, if you've been married before and divorced, you have to bring your divorce decree. I had to show my marriage license. I said, because if your name on your birth certificate is different than the name on the ID you're giving them, they want a clear paper trail showing why the name change happened. Yeah. Yeah, and my husband had to show his birth certificate. So it's serious business. And she was like, well, what happens if I don't have the paperwork? I'm like, you're not getting an ID or a driver's license. Period, point blank. So, yeah. And then, like I said, I'm going to have to double-check myself on this one, but I think you have to show your ID to vote. So that makes me really happy.
And I tried, you know, when I was voting the last presidential election in New York, I went to show, they couldn't find my voter stuff. So I took out my ID card. I was looking at a vampire and I had a cross in my hand. The president, no, I don't need to see that. I don't want to see it. Like, dude, it's a freaking ID, man. I'm showing you who I am.
It's like you were showing them your junk or something, huh?
Yeah, it's like I got naked in front of him, man. It was embarrassing. It was really embarrassing.
What cracks me up, though, is these blue states are like, they don't care if you have ID to vote because that's, you know, a bad thing, but they want you to have QR codes on a cell phone in order to go into a restaurant proving that you got a shot. I mean, well, what the heck? Yeah, I'm like, you want me to show my shot records, but you don't want to see my ID to vote. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, it is what it is, man.
Well, as long as we keep voting Democrats, then we're going to keep going through this.
It's only going to get, I mean, look, it's like years ago, you had, I was listening to Mark Levin years ago, right? You know, this is, but years after Clinton was out of office, and you had a guy call in, and you know, he said, you know, I want to apologize for voting for Bill Clinton. I didn't know any better when I was younger. I voted for him. Now that I'm an adult and I understand, you know, you vote Democrat, you shoot yourself in the foot at the least. You know, but people like that deserve to be smacked in the face at the same time too.
But why do you think that? Why do you think the left caters to the young though?
Because they are more impressionable. They are easy to lead. All you got to do is drop a couple of crumbs on the floor, and they will run to it like rabid dogs.
Well, the thing is that if they're making $10 an hour at McGMO, all Governor Grusom has to do is come out and say, well, I'll give you $22 an hour. Just vote Democrat.
Yeah.
You're going to make more money in fast food than you will as an EMT worker now in California.
Yeah, it's true. And people don't understand that EMT, they can't, it's like...
You can't just hire an EMT off the street.
No, you can't. No, that you cannot do. Because, I mean, I did have EMT certification in New York. And I was doing volunteer work, but, you know, there's only just so much volunteer work you can do as an EMT proof. You know, you got to put money on the table. You know, so, you know, off to the airlines, I stayed and I went and I got another city job. But people need to understand that working as an EMT, there is so much more you can do from that. You could go on and be a paramedic. Maybe you may want to go to medical school. You know, maybe you may want to go work as a fireman in another city. You know, but they only see it as McDonald's is paying $22 an hour. Why should I go work elsewhere? They don't see it as the few. They see it as the now. They want the now. They don't understand what the future brings. They have no clue. None.
They don't understand that by the time you're 40, you're not going to be able to do McDonald's anymore. You're going to be tired.
Yeah. Yep, that is so true. That is so
true.
There are a lot of people in their 70s that go back to work at McGMO 4 days a week, 4 hours a day or something just to get out of the house.
Yeah, but...
get out of the house, proof, and two, they can't live on Social Security. I mean, it's messed up that they're giving people that are coming across the border more money than they are giving to retirees.
And there's a big difference between doing McDonald's 16 hours a week and doing it like 40 to 50 hours a week.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's another divide.
Oh, it's a huge divide. Huge divide.
Like I said, all you got to do is just throw crumbs on the ground, man, and they will run to that food like nothing.
Yeah, I mean, all they offer is a Band-Aid solution, benefits one side, the side that they're pandering to, and absolutely nothing gets solved. If they really wanted to help us, they would solve the actual problem.
But they don't want to solve the problem. They create the problem, and then they come in. They create the problem knowing it's going to turn into a crisis, and then they come in and say, we'll fix it now.
It's an abusive
relationship. And that's how society breaks down completely.
Yeah, it's kind of like the boyfriend that'll take you to the hospital after they beat the heck out of
you.
After
he kicks your ass. Yeah, after he kicks your ass.
Yeah.
Say, I'm sorry. I'll take you to the hospital, honey. Oh, thank you. But now then you're talking about Stockholm Syndrome. That's the same thing, actually.
It really is. It's a complete abusive relationship. I'm not joking. It's so sad. And I can't believe that people just can't see it.
Look, like I said, Trump is a massive thorn in their side. And they want him out of the way. As, you know, to kill him, I don't think that they would... they're that desperate to do that because they know if that happens, that's going to unleash a genie that they cannot put back in the bottle.
Yeah, but they might not be able to resist it either.
No, that's the other thing, Poof, exactly. You know, they'll cut their nose off to spite their faces. You know that. We all know that.
Oh, yeah, they don't care if they lose 99 times as long as you lose 100.
Yep, exactly. Well stated. Perfectly stated, actually.
And it doesn't matter how bad they look. They don't care how dirty they have to go. As long as they get you to admit that you lost, that's all that matters.
Yep. That's the truth.
Yeah.
100%.
And then they can come in. They can come in and play spin doctor, do damage control.
Yeah.
And that's what they're about. They are about coming in, doing damage control. They'll create all the ills, all the crap that we're seeing right now. They'll come in, they'll fix it, well, they'll say they'll fix it, and all they're doing is just digging the hole deeper. And they're giving you the shovel to do it. They are giving you the shovel to do it.
And then they rely on the fact that the majority of people have short attention spans when they're young.
Oh, my God. Beyond short.
Yeah.
It's beyond short. I don't even think they have an attention span.
Nah, they don't. They don't. A couple of years ago, all the young ones were praising Mitt Romney when he was marching with BLM and... Mitt did something else to pander. Us older ones came in and we were like, dude, let me tell you about Mitt Romney, okay?
You know, and unfortunately, when he was running as president, that's the only one we could, you know, I mean, you had Romney, you had McCain.
Yeah.
You know, Romney was just...
I would have...
You know,
I would have voted Ron Paul.
He was laughed at, and so was Donald Trump. You know, I remember Levin when Trump announced running. He's like, this guy's a joke.
And then once
Trump got in and started doing what he was doing, Levin was like, you know, his tune changed. It changed quickly. It changed. You know, the established politicians that we have in this country, it's like I heard on TV once or on the movie. It's what every first-term politician wants, a second term. They don't give a shit what they're going to do as long as they get reelected. That's all that matters to them.
Yep. They just care about the power and the lobby dollars that come with it.
That's it. That's it. I mean, I would love to see AOC's bank account. Love,
do not get me started on her.
I would love to see her bank account.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
What about Ilhan Omar?
Me too.
Yeah, and that one too.
At least AOC gives the impression that she actually likes America, whereas Ilhan Omar...
Just hates us, yeah.
Can't stand America, but
America.
She married her brother to get here.
Yeah, she can just go back to Sudan.
Scary, man.
I know.
She's not from the Sudan. She's from Somalia.
Oh, she's not.
That's right. Yes.
That's right. Sorry. Yes, Somalia.
She is Somalian, yeah.
Yeah.
So go back there. Yeah. Like, you know, listen, we had Hochul tell all the Republicans, you know, people in New York State, move to Florida. Go get out of here. I mean, you know, where was the outrage with that when she said that? Nowhere. It was nowhere.
Nobody cares. But if DeSantis was like, get out of Florida, go back to New York.
Why don't you go back where you came from? You know, they said that. Yeah. I think that was, didn't Trump say that?
I remember that, yes.
And look at what they tried to do to him with that. And he still won, Proof.
Yep.
He still won. And he wasn't wrong. If you don't like this country, go back where you came from, man. We have rules here. We have a constitution. You know, not that they like the constitution that much. They really would rather see it go away. But, you know, it is what it is, man. Just, you know, just embrace it. Love it. Come on.
So, speaking of constitution, I don't know if you guys have heard it or not, but I've been hearing this past week a few news articles talking about opinion pieces, of course, that the Republicans want to rewrite the Constitution.
What Republicans?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, too. I'm like,
No, it has to be, whatever they're going to do, you know, there has to be a con, and that's it. And I think 75% of the country has to vote for any changes in the Constitution, and it's just not going to happen.
No, I'm just saying that's been, like, the new buzz thing this week. So I think that the media's got something planned.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's nothing but a scam. Nothing but a scam that they're going to try to perpetrate.
Yeah, because I hadn't heard of anything, and I'm like, no, that's such BS. Why are you putting it out there if you're not up to something?
I mean, they even had, I was hearing that Biden had a rally the other day in the school, and like six people showed up.
Something like that.
Okay, that's a huge crowd for Biden.
I mean, you know, I don't know how they could say that something like that, you know, is what got him elected the first time. I still believe that the last election was stolen. In my heart, I believe it was stolen.
Yeah, hands down. A lot of shady stuff went down.
So, Candace, we never did a broccoli man today.
No, we didn't. I was actually wondering about that. Did you put out a new one this week, or did I miss it, or what?
It's been a while since I missed at least having one a week.
Yeah. But I thought that. I actually thought that today. I'm like, wait a minute, I haven't seen a new broccoli man this week. Did I miss something, or?
No, but we could play it. Let me know when you're ready.
I am ready. I got it up.
All right. This one's the Woketopians. And I think you guys will appreciate this one here. So if you're ready, I'll count it down. Three,
count
two,
it down.
One, action. Hold on. Let's start over. I gave you, or I played the wrong one. So we'll start that over. I don't know why I didn't play the right one, but we'll try again. All right, so...
Not
I didn't mean that one either. I have to count down. All right, so let's count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
classes are you taking this semester?
I got kicked out of SHIT campus for next semester because I am a cisgender male. They said they are a very diverse school, so they are banning people based on their skin color.
This I ain't right, B. People should not be discriminated against based on their skin.
What do you mean he should not be discriminated against? That dumb crack of bees is white. Of course he should not be at SHIT.
The only reason I'm allowed at SHIT is because my birthing partner is black. She also has a bigger junk than me. But if I ever stop doing stuff with a junk, then I will also be kicked out of SHIT.
Hey, you racist. You called them the wrong pronoun again. You just wait until I tell them you called they a hoe. I hate all your white crackers.
The dean said I can stay if I have sex with a dude in front of the school faculty to prove I am gay. Or I have to wear a dress to a drag queen story time and let a little boy sit on my stuff and I have to use it on him. I told them I was not interested. So they told me to get up out right now.
I had to submit videos of me at the drag queen story time. I walked down the parade naked wearing nothing but fake breasts and a scab over my face so I did not get anyone gubbied. Kids kept touching my junk and I had to ask them if they liked it.
I can't believe the school is forcing her to wear scabs again. There has not been a COVID booster update in a few weeks, player. But they said that when the next booster is ready we better be the first ones in line to get that joint.
Jim, I would like scams if you went looting with us at night into the stores. I know how to get what I want.
Sugar, that sounds so racist. Mike has been my friend for years. His birthing partner is black. He is not racist.
Actually, Jim, you have been acting racist lately too. You are two Puerto Ricans to be just as good as us black peoples. We black peoples can never be racist cause we eyes is black. You're half racist cause you is only half black. And why come you ain't bees is going to any mostly peaceful protests and looting buildings with us?
Look, stealing is bad, okay? My parent one and parent two taught me to never steal because I do not want my things stolen.
I know. It's that Green Jones again. Hems is a something ducker for real.
I wonder what kind of racist hush this racist and semi-fascist will say today.
They said I have 24 hours to get off this campus or else I will get swatted. They will arrest all cisgendered whites on campus starting tomorrow.
That is extremely racist and that is not what Dr. Martin Luther King ever fought for.
Of course you would believe that. You're a racist fool. I bet Brandon did not even give you a free crack pipe. You're loving and liberal.
It is never a good thing to discriminate against anyone for their skin color or gender. Everyone needs to be allowed to be accepted everywhere. That is what the civil rights movement was about in 1964.
That is misinformation, you stupid boomer. It meant that black people must be served. It did not mean that white people must be served too.
Hey Green Jones, you don't know nothing about racism? You bees is white. You always be best racist forever. You was born hating people but is not beesing white. I know who racist people bees is because our bees is black. You can go back to Florida and go hang out with other racists.
You hate black people as much as the cousin tease guy that sells pancakes. He put a black person on the box. That is blatant racism.
Dude, isn't Terrence K. Williams the owner of the pancake company? How is he racist for putting his own picture on the box? I know if I owned a pancake mix company, you would be mean mugging all over that ish.
You are a something ducker, Jimma. It is racist to put a black person on a box of food. Black peoples cannot afford food.
Ooh. Sugar, that is all kinds of racist. I don't think you miss many meals, to be honest.
That's because our bees is getting my four-finger discount. You bees is racist because you buy your food with cash money. I is not racist because I told it the welfare office I has three children even though I ain't got none. I am black so I never show them's my ID. Them something duck as pay me my fat tax because I bees is black.
So you think it is okay to lie on your government forms to get free money because you are black? How is that not stealing?
You shut your claptrap right now, you Republican fascist something ducker for real. We have no choice but to pay it because we are white. You're too white to know slavery existed in the 1800s.
Really? Whose family member is a slave? Who is alive that was owned as a slave when they were younger? Whose family owned slaves that is still alive? If slavery ended during Abraham Lincoln's presidency, who is over 150 years old that was a slave or who owned slaves?
Look, racist fascist. You should have watched Brandon speak about you MAGA people. Even CNN and MSNBC even agree it is time to have a civil war and fight the Republicans. Yet you still believe in owning guns, so we need to fight you.
Okay. If that sounds like a good idea, how are you finding out who the Republicans are? If you are not using guns to fight people, then how will you fight them if you are not armed?
We just have to publicly call you racists and fascists. That will get you the masses to come correct and support Michael Robinson Obama.
Dude, Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
I cannot wait for those IRS agents to go after you fascist Republicans. All you white people will be easers in FEMA camp. Then we can loot more stores because all you fascists will damn bees is rotting away in those concentration camps. It is going to be like we bees as the Germans and you racist holes will be put in death camps. Venoms will go after Mike and Jamar because you're not as bad as the Republicans. But you ain't the 100% black, so then you have to go.
Hang on, sugar. I'm starting to think you are the racist one here, B. No one should be killed over their skin color, player.
You take that back right now, Jamar. That was racist for calling you racist.
Hey, B. All I said was that I agree with Martin Luther King. No one should be judged by their skin color.
Isn't there some racist school you can go, Jamar? You and that Green Jones is beezing the most racist people up in this mug.
Hey, everyone. Do not become part of the radical left. Get educated and stay out of indoctrination camps. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com and click on Listen Live to hear Proof, his great co-hosts, and the guests he has on. FreedomizerRadio.com.
I would never in my life listen to Proof Negative Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones. They are too extreme and too capitalist for me. If they want to live in a capitalist nation, then they need to get out in the country and go to some place where capitalism is accepted.
I would so drive to Cuba right now. Except we are not allowed to charge our electric vehicles right now.
All right, so that was an episode.
That was pretty cool. I love the part at the end about the electric vehicles because that reminds me 2 days after California says we're going to electric vehicles by 2030, you're not able to charge your electric vehicle.
Yeah, the very next day. And then you have all these other states that are coming out saying that's a great idea.
I know. It's crazy.
Is there really 40-something percent of the public that wants everything to be rationed?
No. Like I said, Proof, some of those got to be people that, like my friend, when you call up giving them a, taking a poll, he's like, absolutely. I total lockdowns. I totally support oppressing the people. You know, it's just a big joke.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just, I mean, and where is it going to go from
there? There is no way.
I mean, you have them changing the thermostats in Colorado. You know, you have them wanting you to drive an electric car, but not wanting you to charge it. I mean, what's next?
Well,
that's what
I mean, in a way, they don't want the, you know, that's the way they control you. You know, remember, a gas-powered, they say a gas-powered car gives you the freedom to go wherever you want to go. You can pull up to any gas station, within 5 minutes, fill up, and you continue your way.
Right. Yeah.
As opposed to an electric car where you're going to have to sit at least for an hour just to get enough to get moving to the next charge. I mean, look at New York City. They're looking to put more electric cars in New York City. Where are you going to put the charging stations? Are people going to have extension cords running out of their skyscrapers?
Yeah.
How are people going to charge their cars? In populated cities, how are people going to charge their cars?
They're not. we had somebody that charged their electric car at the apartment complex we lived in Olympia, Washington. And it was kind of a pain in the butt because the cord stretched all the way across the sidewalk. You know, it was crazy. So I can't even see really big cities doing that.
I mean, you know, like I said, where are you going to, and those are big apartment buildings where everyone's going to pretty much, you figure at least half the people live in those big buildings, those high rises, half the people are going to have a car. Where are you going to put the charges for all those cars?
Are they going to put them in the parking garages that you pay $700-$800 a month to park your car at?
Yeah, that might be the case, Proof. And they'll hook up an electric meter to that.
And then you'll
but they
have
probably
days
won't
like
even do
only,
it.
Only on Wednesdays and Sundays if your license plate ends with a letter and between A and O.
I completely believe it. Yeah. And they're probably not even going to get hit with that. I mean, look at California. They constantly are like, oh, energy crisis and clean energy and don't do this and don't do that. But yet, look at the celebrities. They don't even yell at them or try to regulate them when they want to take their private jets.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Yeah, that is a bigger polluter than anything else. But they don't care.
The private – yeah, I know. You got
but
your helicopters.
I'll say this every day if I have to. I will believe in global warming or climate change when Barry Satoro moves out of his Martha's Vineyard estate and Al Gore moves off his beach house and they move to the middle of Nebraska.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yep. Same here.
So I don't buy into it.
I don't either. I believe in climate change, but I believe it's natural because we're going through the same thing climate-wise that the Earth went through a very long time ago when we didn't have cars and factories and all that. I think it's just natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the climate is changing.
Well, one volcano will wipe off anything that we've done. But I think it's definitely, I believe it's man-made. I believe it's globalist-made.
Yeah, I think it's just they're pumping it up.
Money maker.
That's all it is.
It makes a lot of money. They get you riled up about it. People dump a lot of money into it. I mean, think about it. And it's a good wedge issue, too. It can really divide people. I need to find the article and send it to you, Proof, but there was actually an article I read that talked about areas that are way more environmentally clean are actually having the worst climate change.
Oh.
Did you read that?
No. No, but I know that that China has nothing as far as standards of climate change. They don't have to deal with the Paris Climate Accord.
No, they don't, and they're a heavy polluter. They're like one of the worst polluters. I'm going to find that article and send it to you.
Okay. I feel like I'm done talked out today, though. Not that I'm leaving early. I'm just saying. I just feel like I'll be asleep by about 9:15.
Well, you got what? You got another half hour to go, Proof.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's just been a long week.
Exact.
It's been a long week.
So I'm waiting for one of these companies like ConAgra or Heinz or something to come out with the first major product to hit America that they sell the bugs. I know that they're sold, but they're not mass produced yet.
Alright, bear with me for a minute. I'm trying to find the article so you guys talk.
Oh. Alright, yeah, I haven't talked to V in a while, Vito.
Yeah, I haven't even messaged her in about a week or two. I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I wanted
sure
to talk to
is.
Her about crypto because there's differing reports.
Well, apparently the Fed is starting to go towards digitizing the currency.
Well, yeah, that's the
I don't know what that's...
Executive Order 14067, but I don't know when they're going to bring that to fruition. But I think after they have the electrical grid takedown, they'll try that.
Yeah. I can't see digital money though. That's going to be
the average person won't care because the average person probably doesn't even have $5 on them.
Yeah, it's true. This is true proof. This is true. But I'll tell you one thing. The trucking industry is it's crazy. There are trucks everywhere. Everywhere there are trucks now.
Yeah.
You know, so things are moving, but I don't know if the shelves are emptying faster than the trucks are delivering them.
Yeah, the gas is
killing.
I'm sorry?
How has your schedule been for work?
With me, it's not bad. I mean, I'm driving an older truck with over 300,000 miles, and they do break down more frequently, so they switched me over to a truck with only 200,000 miles, and that's moving pretty good. And then right now, I'm in upstate New York. I'm outside of Buffalo, and I'm waiting to take a load from Buffalo down to Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
You know, and it's only 8,000 pounds, and I'm like, all right, you know, you need that down there, and it's going to get delivered. And it's got to be down there by Sunday afternoon. I pick it up 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
You know, so a lot of goods. Truckers are moving a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, they are.
I'm sure that they're trying to, and then they're trying to figure out how to have AI do it. This way, you don't pay all that money out. And what's going to happen with that then? They're going to just, you know, they're going to come out with another vaccine. Because, you know, truckers aren't vaccinated. For the majority, truckers are not vaccinated.
Oh, God, no. No, not even. I think it's sad. I'm not joking. I had 5 people cancel their commercial policies today. 5. And I was
what
like,
what do you mean they
wow.
canceled commercial policies? For what?
Basically, I deal with people's commercial line insurance policies, I help them add vehicles, add drivers, delete drivers, all that good stuff, right? And so I deal with a lot of truckers. And five people today in one day called in, and they were like, I can't do it anymore. I'm closing my trucking company. And they,
and
yeah.
What reason are they giving? It's too expensive?
Diesel, yeah. They just can't make
it
anymore.
Well, right now, I'm at a TA right now, and it's $5.30 on a gallon.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. I mean, the other day, I guessed up the other day. Where's the receipt that I had? I had a receipt. I got 140 gallons, ran me over six. Not me, ran the company over $600.
So. Yeah, it's crazy. And so they're just like, I can't do it, and their insurance is going up. It's nothing for me to see policies that are like $100,000 a year. And they just can't do it. I had one breakdown in tears. I'm not joking. Well, almost in tears a few days ago. And he was like, I've got to find some way to lower my premium. He says, or I'm going to go out of business, because with the gas prices the way they are and with the insurance went up, you know, and he was like, and now the wife's wanting life insurance. He's like, I'm about to break.
I mean, there are so many independent truckers out here. I mean, I'm guessing the volume. I mean, you take aside FedEx and UPS. I got to say, there's at least a 4 or 5 to 1 ratio. Independent truckers to a company, company run shippers, trucking companies. It's just a mind blowing the number that's out there.
Yeah, and they're getting taken advantage of in some ways. They really are.
Say again.
They're getting taken advantage of too.
Well, there's a lot of fraud out there. From what I understand, if you're running if you're driving independently and you have your own truck, you're working off of boards. You pick up the load, and a lot of them ain't getting paid when they make their delivery.
Right.
There's a lot of scams going on with that, and a lot of these people they're running the boards. That have the loads, they're living in the Ukraine, in the Albania they're living in Europe. You know, they're getting paid from the shipper. But you know, once you get it to the consignee, they're shutting down their operation. You're not getting paid. And you just waste all that money and gas, you know. Mm-hmm. And someone's making money off you.
I had this one guy call in about two weeks ago, and he was like trying to like work the payment dates on his bill. But anyway, he took his invoices and sold them to a middleman company. And the middleman company would pay him for the invoices and then subtract 3%, and then they were the ones that were going to collect, you know, the money owed. They freaking...
3%, that's it?
Yeah, he was doing 3%. Anyway, they all of a sudden had all this money that they were due to give him, and they went bankrupt. They just closed down. So he was
and they
out.
They kept
like,
a lot of that money. Yep.
Oh, you know they did. And he was like, yeah, they're out of business now. I'm out like $10,000. It was crazy.
I mean, one of the guys was leasing the truck from the company. And, you're responsible for all the expenses you get. But, you get the insurance through the company. You put so much of your cents per mile that you get paid. You put a certain percentage to pay for, you put aside to pay for repairs. The insurance is through them. The gas, you know, they tell you, you get the gas, and then they give you, they subsidize some of your fuel. So it's not that bad, but in a year he may bring in, in invoices. I think last year he said he burned almost $400,000, but after expenses he only walked away with about $95,000.
Oh yeah, hands down. I can see it, especially with how much they've got in insurance.
The bulk of it is gas, is fuel. You know, but to say that you brought in that much money and you only walked away with less than 25%, almost 25%.
It's all the stuff they have to pay out, too.
You know, it's a shame.
I mean, when I add federal filings and state filings to a policy, dude, it ups it a lot. A whole lot. And then here's another thing that makes me mad. I added a vehicle to this one guy's trucking account, and it upped the policy dramatically. And he wants to know why. And I'm like, you know, I kind of want to know why too, right? So I call my higher
up.
I found out. Yeah, well, I called my higher up. And they said, I'll tell you exactly what happened, but you can't tell him. I said, what? He added a third driver, but he's only got two trucks. And I'm like, what does that have to do with it? And she goes, because we automatically assume if he has three vehicles and two drivers that he's got another driver working on the side that he didn't add to his policy, so we charge higher.
Yeah, but why would they charge someone for a third truck if it's not right? I mean, if it's registered, it's not hard to find that. That's not hard to find out.
Because they're assuming you have a driver working on the side that you didn't claim on your policy as a driver?
Yeah, but you could be doing a team driving thing with one truck.
I know. No, I know.
That truck is constantly rolling.
You could be trying to sell the other truck.
I think it's shady.
Say again?
I mean,
I said you could be trying to sell the other truck.
Yeah.
Some
drivers,
shady.
They do get a truck and lease it out to somebody else. They'll lease it and then they'll sublease it. You know, I mean, it is possible, but, you know, some trucks, they run with two drivers. Every 10 hours, the 9, 10 hours, that truck switches a driver. That's it. And somebody new in it.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I thought it was shady when she told me that. She's like, but don't tell him. He'll pop a cork. And I'm, like, sitting there thinking, like, well, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Tell me I can't have a third truck with two drivers. But, yeah, they charge more. So there's so much shady stuff, the way these guys are just getting taken advantage of. It's sad, though. It's really
like I said,
sad.
The ones that are really scamming are the ones that are on the boards, putting out the routes, to the independent guys. Those are the ones that are really getting screwed over, that are screwing over people more than anything.
That's sad.
Because you don't get paid until you make your delivery. You don't see a cent until you make your delivery. And then, you're paying for your gas to get out there, and your time, and you get out there, and all of a sudden, like, yo, where's my money? And it's like, hello? There's nobody there.
Yeah. And we need our truckers. We would die without our truckers as a country. And we treat them like crap.
Yep.
I love my guys, though. I really do. I love it. I love working with them and talking with them. They're a great group. And the ones that break my heart are the women that call in. I don't know if you heard this, Vito, but I have a lot of black women that call in that are trying to start their own trucking thing and are having to close it down. And then they actually do cry on the phone with me. They're trying so hard.
They are really trying hard, but you know what? The way to go, rather than I understand being independent and everything, but, you know, to be a lease owner operator for a company isn't if you're young enough and you can do it, isn't really a bad thing. You know,
right.
they're going to make sure that you're going to be every week you're going to be bringing in a decent check. You know, obviously it's going to pay for the truck, the insurance, and what else. But you know, you're going to be bringing home a decent amount of money. But you're never home. You are never home at that point. You know, it's like, you know, if you can do it,
but
it
still breaks.
Do it.
It still breaks my heart though that they're being killed by this administration that claims to want to support them. You know what I mean?
Oh, they want to support them by giving them universal basic income.
Yeah, I'm like, man, this party claims to be for the minorities, and their policies are literally running them out of business.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't see anything changing anytime soon.
Now you're starting to sound cynical like me, Proof. Can't do that.
Well, it is what it is. If they have stated that they want to put everybody in coffin apartments and they want to have it set up where anybody can have suicide at any time if they want, I'm not gonna say it doesn't exist. I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm just saying that this does exist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does. And it's sad. But I remember when I first started coming on the show, you were like my optimism.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm cynical. And now it's like tonight you're all like, it's all going to heck in a handbasket.
No, I'm not saying
we're
they're
going to
win, but they're going to take the lead for a short period of time until enough people somehow figure out a way to fight back. Then they lose. So long term, there's optimism, but right now, I think we're still on the way down before we come up. And I don't know if Brandon had his jump the shark moment last week, or if enough people actually cared.
I don't know. 2 years is a lifetime in politics.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it'll hurt for midterms, though. That I know.
Yeah. I'm hoping. I think the midterms is going to be a really good indicator, though.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah. If the Republicans blow it out in the midterms, I think that will carry it over into the general.
Yeah, but if Democrats steal enough, then it's over. It's a wrap.
I think the only states that they can really steal it from now are going to vote blue anyway.
Hmm.
Honestly. There were some states that were like, oh, heck no, never again. We're not dealing with that mess no more. Okay, I mean, come on, Georgia, Arizona, there is no way Biden won those states. None.
Oh, we know that.
Now, I'd like to see Michigan revolt. I really thought Biden, I mean,
hey,
Trump
Pennsylvania was off, too.
Yeah. But, well, for me, Pennsylvania could have gone anyway. But, yeah, it was really off. It was Michigan that I was for sure not
going to
vote
for. Well,
Biden.
How is Trump going to bed? Trump was up by 600,000 votes and then loses by, like, just a little bit.
Yeah. Right. Well, in Atlanta, I mean, they had to close down that one polling place because of the water pipe. But then they were...
But then, Freeman,
the alleged water pipe.
Yeah. But then it was open later. It was like, what is up with that?
Well, they had to clear out the Republicans. That's why.
That's
exactly what they did. Meanwhile, you had that one person break out the suitcase from under the table.
That's what I'm talking about. That's never been addressed.
That still has not been addressed.
No. Because that, if you expose that, then you expose the whole thing.
You know, and the Republicans just going along with this proof. That's what I don't understand.
Oh, well, yeah, because
you have former Attorney General Barr saying he hopes Trump doesn't get indicted. Like, when they brought him in, I said, this dude is the wrong guy. I said it from right the moment I don't trust him one bit.
Oh, they had a bunch of those type of people that when he brought them in. But that's what the globalists did. They sat him with a bunch of people thinking they could turn him around.
Yeah.
But to this day, Trump says he loves those gene therapies and he hopes everybody gets one.
Yep. And he was warned. Alex Jones even warned him, don't do it. This is all part of a trick, a plot.
Yeah, and now he doesn't want to hear about it. Trump said, don't ever talk to me about gene therapies ever again. They're good. And
they're
I'm
safe.
Sorry you
they're
feel that way,
safe.
But you're not changing my mind, and shut up.
Yeah. You know, but I quit my city job. You know, they wanted people to be vaccinated, and I was like, nope. And even when I left, one woman asked me, why are you leaving? I says, you really want to know why I'm leaving? She says, yeah, because I'm not vaccinated. She says, well, what are you going to do? I'm going to do trucking. And she looked at me and says, you don't have to be vaccinated to do that? I says, nope. She goes, wow. I says, you're going to make decent money doing that. I says, I'm not going to make a great money. Right now, I'm not making really that good money. I'm still new at this. So, you know, but I'm not vaccinated. I'm not getting vaccinated. I looked at it right through the bulletproof glass because I was in the payroll section. I says, I am not taking that shot.
So much help fallout. Actually, I just found out today, one of my supervisors at work, he finally came back to work. He's 37 years old. Totally healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got his booster a month ago. Maybe
not
a month and a half
anymore.
Ago. Nope. Got heart problems. That's why he was out for a week. He now has heart issues.
All right, let me close
like
this
I tell
down.
People.
Thank you for calling, Tito. Thank you for being here today, Candace. I will be back on Monday. Please support the other show. Not just the two negative show here, but until Monday.
Bless them all.
And, of course, I am Candace. I am Candace.